I will read an excerpt on Sankirtan from the Srimad Bhagavatam as given to us by the founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Kriya Kandeshu Nishnata. Maharaj Barishat dived very deeply into the fruitive activities of sacrifice. This means that as soon as he finished one yajna in one place, he began performing another yajna in the immediate vicinity. At the present moment, there is a similar need to perform Sankirtan yajna all over the world. The Krishna consciousness movement has started performing Sankirtan yajna in different places. Would that include Placentia? All in favor say Hari Bol. And it has been experienced that wherever Sankirtan yajna is performed, many thousands of people gather. So where are the thousands? Many thousands of people gather and take part. Imperceptible auspiciousness achieved in this connection should be continued all over the world. That is a very significant point. Imperceptible auspiciousness, meaning someone may come and say, well, okay, but they don't know they're getting imperceptible auspiciousness, whether they like it or don't like it. The poison still acts. Imperceptible auspiciousness. Anybody want auspiciousness in their lives? You've come to the right place. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement should perform Sankirtan yajnas one after another, so much so that the people of the world will either jokingly or seriously chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And thus they will derive the benefit of cleansing their heart. The holy name of the Lord, Hare Nama, is so powerful that whether it is chanted jokingly or seriously, the effect of vibrating this transcendental sound will be equally distributed. It is not possible at the present moment to perform repeated yajnas like Maharaj Barishat performed, but it is within our means to perform Sankirtan yajna, which does not cost anything. Anybody get charged a parking fee? Anybody get charged an entrance fee? No, it's free. One can sit down anywhere and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Are you all sitting? You're exactly obeying Prabhupada's instruction. If the surface of the globe is over flooded with chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the people of the world will be very, very happy. I'm happy. Anybody else happy? Chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Lord Brahma, the Supreme Person within this universe, said, My dear Priyavrata, my dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunctions to the divisions of Varnashram according to our qualities and work. These divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged. We must carry out the orders of Varnashram Dharma like bulls obliged to move according to the direction of a driver pulling on ropes knotted to their noses. Now Srila Prabhupada will explain. The analogy of bulls moving under the direction of a driver of a bullock cart. The bulls, being completely surrendered to the driver, remain wherever he wants to place them and whatever he wants them to eat. Similarly, being completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should not aspire for happiness, neither we should regret distress. We must be satisfied with the position allotted to us by the Lord. We should follow the path of devotional service and not be dissatisfied with happiness and distress that He has given. People in the material modes of passion and ignorance generally cannot understand the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with its 8,400,000 forms of life. But the human form affords one the special privilege, number one, to understand this plan, number two, engage in devotional service, and number three, elevate oneself to the highest position of perfection by following the Lord's instructions. The entire world is working under the influence of the modes of material nature, especially passion and ignorance. But if people engage in hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Lord, their lives can be successful. So are we doing that tonight? Are we hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord? Then your lives will be successful. You don't have to thank me. I'm just a messenger. In the Brihan Naradiya Purana, therefore it is said, Harennama, Harennama, Harennamaiva kevalam, Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way for spiritual perfection than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of God. Everyone should be given the chance to hear the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For thus, one will gradually come to understand his or her real position in life and be elevated to the transcendental position above the mode of goodness. Thus, all impediments to one's progress will be cut to pieces. In conclusion, therefore, we must be satisfied in whatever position we have been put by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should try to engage ourselves in His devotional service. Then our lives will be successful. Everyone chant. Trinadapi sunichena tarorivasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama aiva kevalam, kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. Welcome everyone. We are performing Sankirtan. This is the real religion of the age of Kali. This is mentioned in the Vedas. Jyoti, or should I say Jyotirmayi Devi Dasi, has suggested that I speak on the topic, quote, how to face and overcome life's challenges. So I need your blessings. If you bless me, then I will be empowered by my spiritual master and Sri Sri Radha Raman. Will you bless me? So you have to bless me by raising your hands and loudly chanting the Maha Mantra one time. Now I don't see Jyotirmayi. Where is she? Oh, there you are. She's so humble that she's not noticed. Humility is the significant sign of a real devotee. If you're wondering who a good devotee to follow, find that devotee who is very meek and humble. That person is your well-wisher. This topic, how to face and overcome life's challenges. Yes, challenges are there due to the fact that we are living in this material world. This material world, unfortunately, is not a playground. This material world is not paradise. This material world is defined by its creator. Just like this computer is made by Sony, so the Sony company knows if there's any defects. Sometimes they'll send you updates. We have found flaws. The manufacturer knows the product. Who is the manufacturer of this material world? He's on the altar. He says in his own book, Dukalayam Ashasva. Oh, you know, I'm in an enlightened crowd. That means I can step it up. Dukalayam Ashasvatam, the creator, the manufacturer, explicitly says, hello, this world that you're living in is temporary, full of suffering. So the mere fact that we find ourselves, doesn't matter, America, India, young, old, male, female, everyone has to face suffering. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you have four major problems. Janma, birth. Mrityu, death. Jara, old age. Vyadhi, disease. When you're young, this is old people's talk. Yeah, wait till you get old. Then these words of Krishna take on big meaning. You look in the mirror. Oh, not another wrinkle. Another gray hair. I can't see so good. I need glasses. I'm only 50. Old age. If I was in a Western audience, I would say something. But I'm in a temple. I cannot say what I want to say. So, these are the four major challenges. Birth, death, old age, and disease. Then, according to another angle of vision, you have the threefold miseries that are either one, two, or sometimes all three happening at the same time. First of all, you have miseries caused by the devatas in the form of extreme weather, tornadoes, earthquakes, forest fires, right? Hurricanes. It's too hot. Right? I was hearing on the radio, they're playing some sports games, and they have to play in triple degree, in the hundreds. It's too hot or it's too cold. So that's Adi Daivik, miseries which you have no control over. You have no control over ID diving. What are you going to do? The demigods, the devatas are in superior position. When they want, just like the residents of Vrindavan, what did Indra do for 7 days and seven nights? That's right. Rain, the size of the trunk of an elephant. Thunder, lightning, and hail for 7 days. What the residents of Vrindavan could do? They couldn't call Obama. But they had one thing helping them. Same guy who's on the altar, Krishna. He delivered them. That brings up the conclusion, but not now. But that just plants a seed. So, Adi Daivik, nothing you can do about it. That's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tongs to Tikshasva Bharata. All you can do is tolerate. Then you have the second one, Adi Bhautika. Other living entities cause you trouble. Those of you, you know, too many ants in the kitchen, big problem. Cockroaches, right? And so many other, when you go to some places, what happens? Mosquitoes. So many other living oh, the boss. And isn't that another? Right? If you have a, especially if you have, like, I don't know, maybe you have a nice boss. They're rare, hard to find. Most bosses are, another word I can't say in the temple. You have the boss. You have, maybe you, there was a Indian family I know for many years. They finally got a nice house in Simi Valley. Nice house. They thought, oh, now we are living in heaven. Yes. Until they found out that the neighbor had a dog and the dog barked all night long. Couldn't get any sleep. They had to go to court. I think they won. So sometimes your neighbors cause trouble. Then you have the last one, adhyatmik. Your own body and mind many times causes you suffering. Now, according to the Vedas, you're either suffering one, two, or when you have a bad day, all three are happening at the same time. And that's happening to everyone. So again, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, tolerate. So many challenges in this life. When you're a young child, you get sort of like a reprieve. It's if you have good parents. You can read of horror stories of children with very horrific parents. Parents who torture. I'm sure you've heard about it. On the news every night, there's some story, abusive parents. But generally, especially in your situation, parents are good. They take care of the children. So, when a child, the miseries, the challenges are reduced. Until it's time to go to school, the challenges begin. Teachers, and many times, the big challenge is the other classmates. There's this big problem, bully. Right? Anybody here had that experience? I had that when I was a young child. I was harassed sometimes by a bully. So there's challenges like that. Challenge, you have to keep up constantly, work hard at studying, and in Indian families, I know, what do they stress for the children? Education. Challenge. Yes. Then, the big, big challenge, at least for me, puberty. Everything changes. When you're a young child, it's easy. You just play, you do a little homework. But then when puberty comes, everything, whoa, boy. So much pressure. Pressure from outside and pressure within the body. So much to deal with. Raging hormones. The body is rapidly changing. It's a big thing. Then from puberty, you finish college, get married, have a job, and you all know what's that like. One challenge after another, isn't it, parents? The Bhagavatam describes, there's one passage in the Bhagavatam. Man and woman come together thinking, oh, we'll increase our happiness. Bhagavatam says, no, just the opposite. Don't shoot me. I'm telling you what the Bhagavatam says. I'm just a messenger. So, all throughout life, it's simply one challenge after another. Krishna mentions this in the Bhagavad Gita. Manakshastani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. Material existence simply means challenge, struggle. And Krishna puts it rather succinctly. Basically, you're struggling with your senses and the chief of all, mind. This is brain. This is the computer screen. Here is the hard drive. Mind is in the heart. Cheto darpanam marjanam. So, life, material existence means one challenge after another. Pass one examination in life, don't worry. In a few days, the next one's coming. You've hurdled that one? You think, oh, okay, now I solved that problem. And just wait. Another problem's coming. Day after day, year after year, problems, challenges. That's why the first line of the song, Samsara Davanalida Loka. This material at samsara. Samsara means material existence. Repeated birth and death. Oh, that's another kicker. If you don't achieve self-realization, you got to come back and do it all over again. Isn't that great? You get to do it again. I had the experience when I was a child in school, second or third grade, there was one child so bad, they wouldn't graduate that child. He had to go back and take second grade again. How humiliating. And that's exactly what samsara is. Oh, you didn't learn your lesson? Okay. Take another birth, try it again. Oh, you didn't learn it? As many births as it takes, you don't graduate to the... Some people think, oh, automatically you progress. That's not what Bhagavad Gita says. There's de-evolution also, Darwin. Darwin, the monkey, he thought evolution was ever... No. Bhagavatam says there's de-evolution. Krishna makes this very clear in Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 14, yes, some people are going up, some are remaining where they are, and some are going down. So, now the question is, Prabhu, I accept what you're saying. How do I deal with this? How do I handle this? Now, you have two choices. Most people, not you, but in the world, most people think they will solve their challenges and problems by a material solution. And that material solution sometimes can be a temporary stopgap measure. Yes, there are temporary. Just like right now, I have some ear infection. So I went to the doctor. He has given me medicine to clear out the ear infection. So, temporarily, hopefully at the end of these 2 weeks, it'll be all cured. But that doesn't mean it won't come back. I may spend all the time, energy, and money to cure the disease. Next year, it could come back again. This is the problem when you solve problems materially. A material solution doesn't guarantee permanent solution. This was Prabhupada's argument about people who think, oh, we just have to feed the starving people and then everything is okay. All right, you feed the starving people. Sure enough, after a few years, there's another whole batch of starving people. So all of the material problems and challenges, there are temporary solutions. But what's really needed is a permanent solution. That permanent solution is provided by spiritual means. That is one major, you could say, lesson from studying Bhagavad Gita. Krishna very clearly talks about this. One of my favorite verses. Daivi hi esha gunamayi momomaya duratyaya. The material energy is insurmountable. Insurmountable. This is why material solutions don't work, because she is insurmountable. Krishna says, Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Krishna says, there's only one solution to cross over this insurmountable material nature, which we already described. It's only one solution. That's why there's only one religion, really. Unless you want to take a religion that will offer you another material temporary solution. There are hundreds of religions like that. Just look in the phone book from A to Z. Hundreds of materialistic religions which will give you temporary relief from your suffering and challenges. But according to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, you want a permanent solution? You've got one choice. No Democrat, Republican. Only one. It's called Mam Eva Ye Prabhajante. You have to surrender to Krishna. That's what Krishna says. Now, you don't have to believe Krishna. It's up to you. Me? I believe Krishna. I decided to accept Krishna on July 15th, 1973. I actually decided before that, but officially, on July 15th, that means my anniversary is coming up in about 16 days. When I officially decided that I would fully surrender to Krishna, because I was convinced, due to Prabhupada's teaching, that yes, if I want to make a permanent solution to all my challenges and sufferings, Krishna says, just surrender unto me. Mayam etam tarantite. Then you will cross over. You will be able to cross over. The challenges still come. That's another thing. People sometimes think, oh, when you become a devotee, then there should not be any challenges. No. You get more. How about the Pandavas? Pandavas and Kunti, how close to they were to Krishna? Yeah, they're pretty close. She's Krishna's aunt. You know, Maybe you can be Yashoda, but to be Krishna's aunt, you're pretty close. She didn't have easy street. At least that's not what I read in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Pandavas, even Arjuna was Krishna's close friend. There's no description of Arjuna just sitting back. Yeah, Krishna, can you do everything for me? I want to take a nap. No. Arjuna had so many challenges. Oh, by the way, did you all see Disney is making a Indian Disney cartoon, Arjuna? You see, I saw yesterday. That's good news. That means Krishna is coming. If Disney does a movie on Arjuna, hey, that could win Academy Award. And the Academy Award for Best Animated Film, Arjuna, the Supreme Prince. Can't wait to see it. Very good. I saw a little bit last night. But I'm waiting to see how they depict Krishna. That will be the real thing. So far, that makes Arjuna look good, but I want to see how they depict Krishna. And if they don't do a good job, they'll hear from me. So, Kunti, the Pandavas, challenge after challenge after... How many years they were in the forest? 14. And they lost their wife in the gambling match. And then, not only that, Yudhisthira was supposed to be the king. A whole war had to be fought. They didn't have it easy street. So it's not that... Oh, how about Prahlad? Here's the picture of Prahlad. Prahlad had it easy. Remember I mentioned how you can have bad parents? He was being tortured at the age of 5. So it's not that because I become a devotee, everything is... No. Challenges are still there, but Krishna's line, Mayam etam turanti te, you will cross over them, just like Prahlad. Every challenge, what did he do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He just surrendered to Krishna and easily crossed over it. Pandava is the same way. Every time. And Krishna even pointed it out. Krishna, we had so many obstacles, so many tribulations, but you were always there to help us. So, Mayam etam turanti te is said also in my favorite bhajan. Taraha e bhava sindure by Govinda Das, Bengali poem. Same thing. You will cross over this ocean of material existence by taking shelter of Hari. Abhaya charanara vindare. You become fearless. Yes. When you wholeheartedly, sincerely, seriously take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, you become fearless and all your challenges you cross over. But as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, but for the doubting soul, there is neither happiness nor peace. So that's another problem. Doubts. You doubt. Well, maybe I should surrender to Krishna. Or maybe I should surrender to this. Or if you're doubting, if you're thinking, on Monday, I will take shelter of this devata. That didn't work. My stock is down. All right, Tuesday, give me a new god. My stock is going. Wednesday, new god. Come on. The doubting soul, there is no happiness. Therefore, you have to have firm faith in Krishna. How do you get that? Can't go to the store and buy it. It's not a app that you can download on your smartphone. Sometimes the phone is smarter than the person. No. You get this firm faith being blessed by somebody who already has it. That's why you need to accept a spiritual master, a spiritual trainer, a spiritual guide who will help you to get that firm faith in Krishna. The whole purpose of reading Bhagavad Gita is to become firmly fixed at surrendering to Krishna. That's why we read Bhagavad Gita. To become completely convinced and fixed up. Yes, Krishna, you are the Supreme. Yes, I surrender unto you. That's why Krishna says at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman, Parityaja, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, Ahang Dvang Sarva Paupyebhyo, Moksha Yashami Mahasuchaha. It's not a request, it's a commandment. Sometimes, when I'm in a Christian audience, they want to know, because they have this thing called Ten Commandments in the Christian theology. So they want to know, oh, do you have commandments? I say, oh yes, one commandment. And then I quote that verse. Surrender to Krishna. Give up all other commandments and just surrender to Krishna. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Ma shuchaha. Don't worry. There's even a song that I sometimes sing. Don't worry, just chant japa. Don't worry, chant japa. Hare Krishna, I sing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Don't worry, chant japa. How many of you chant japa? Hare Krishna japa. Okay, so, first time I did that song was in South Africa. It was on Janmashtami 2008. The temple asked me to give 3 lectures that day. Morning, early, late afternoon, and then the midnight lecture. So I can't remember if it was the midnight one, but that's where that came out spontaneously. Because on Janmashtami, you become super, super Krishna. How many people love Janmashtami? Yes. Super. You get super Krishnaized on Janmashtami. So that came out. So Masuchaha, don't worry. Don't hesitate. In Spanish, when I give it in Spanish class, ahora mismo, now. That's what don't hesitate. Children, just like your parents say, do this. Then they have to say it a second time. Hey, bacha, do this. Then they have to say a third time. How many times is Krishna telling us surrender? And we're telling Krishna, yeah, okay, tomorrow. Masuchaha means now. My mother, knowing me, she would say, do this now, not tomorrow. I want it done yesterday. My wife does the same thing. She learned after a few years, oh, this guy, he don't listen. So my wife will say, I want this done yesterday. Masuchaha, don't hesitate. Don't worry, and then don't fear or don't doubt. Fear and doubt, same thing. Krishna says don't doubt. Don't fear. So the choice is yours. Choose a temporary material solution to your problems or finish them once for all. Prabhupada would give the example of the blacksmith and the goldsmith. The goldsmith has a little hammer, and he's going like this. Right? The blacksmith has big hammer. He's dealing with iron. Boom! Goldsmith? Blacksmith. Material solutions? Goldsmith. Surrender to Krishna? Blacksmith. One big boom! Or when the judge, I told the pujari today, Just like I have my bell. I'm going to get a gavel. You know what the judges use? I'm going to get a gavel. So the judge is hearing the different things, and sometimes the lawyers are yelling at each other. So they'll say, order in the court. Bang, 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 bang. I'm going to get one of those because sometimes I do programs that get so noisy. Sometimes the bell doesn't work. So I'm going to get a gavel. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Order in the temple. So the blacksmith method is surrender to Krishna. So now the intelligent question is, Prabhu, how do I surrender to Krishna? Acha. Did I say it right? Thank you. After all these years, I should at least learn one Hindi word. Theek hai. Bilkul theek. First time I went to India in 1975, that was the first word I learned. The devotees told me, oh Prabhu, you must learn this word, bilkul theek. That stuck. And then Nimbupani. Because right outside the temple, they had one stall. So the devotee said, it's okay, you can go. So I would go to the stall right outside the temple. Nimbupani. Very nice. Better than Coca-Cola. Am I right, Nimbupani? No American drink can compare. Hey, that should be a... Somebody should make a business. Nimbupani. So, surrender to Krishna. How do you surrender to Krishna? It's easy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar in this age of Kali, has made surrender to Krishna easy. Just chant Hare Krishna. Do it. But the rascal mind thinks, no, it should be more difficult. I want to press my nose. I want to do these, like I look like a pretzel. I want to do severe penances. Fool! Don't be a fool! God has made it easy. Why do you insist on taking the difficult path? Krishna is scratching his head. What do I got to do with these people? I've made it so easy for them, yet they won't take it. So don't be like that. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sumedasa. In the Bhagavad Gita, there's another word, Alpa Medasa. Some of my students last night learned that word from Bhagavad Gita, Alpa Medasa. Alpa medasa means brain substance, little. Pea brain. Prabhupada would use a much harsher word. I won't do that. Sumedasa means genius. Very intelligent. Bhagavatam says, who is genius in this age of Kali? One who takes to Sankirtan, chanting the holy name of God. That is what we did tonight, starting from 6 o'clock until 8:08. We did Sankirtan. That is how you surrender to Krishna in the age of Kali, and that is how you overcome and face all of life's challenges. It's worked for me. Here I am, 62 years old. I started at the age of 23. There is no doubt in my mind that I got from age 23 to now, there's no doubt. Simply, I have taken shelter of Krishna's holy name. I can say that, and I'm not bluffing, I'm not cheating. My record and history shows. Those who know me for so many years, am I right? Am I cheating? Am I lying? Meena, you recently took that step, fully surrendered to Krishna. How do you feel? Very good. Bigultik. So, I urge you, I put a straw in my mouth. I flatter you 1,000 times. I just beg one thing. Take exclusive shelter of Krishna by chanting His holy name. Everybody? Now you can all come up for blessings and getting your gifts. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.